Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real quick, IBO Tiki Barber, and we'll get back to your emotional phone calls. Are the chances higher or lower that Pete Alonso is retained as a Met because of the news of today?
I think they're higher.
Higher. Interesting.
Higher.
Higher, Tommy, or lower, Tommy?
Higher.
Higher. Sean, higher or lower?
Absolutely higher.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not the money. It's just, it's a perception.
PR nightmare.
100%.
I want to say higher. I don't trust him.
Well,
I don't trust anybody anymore. DTA, Steve Austin once taught me. I don't trust anybody.
If anything, I don't trust Pete's agent.
Well, he's Scott Boras, and I get that. He wants the best deal for him.
Yes.
And I don't blame him for that. I just don't trust them because Steve Cohen and David Stearns have already looked into the camera. Not actually, but they have looked into the Met fans' eyes and said, we just got rid of Brandon Nimmo for an aging second baseman who's great defensively. Don't look at his baseball reference numbers the last 2 years. And we just let Edwin Diaz walk to the Dodgers. If they've got the balls to do that, why wouldn't they finish the job and have Pete Alonso go to Boston?
You know what? I should refrain because I think there's still a chance. But I would say this. Even if I feel it's higher they retain Pete Alonso, I think it's 100% the Mets either have Pete Alonso or Cody Bellinger as a result of this move. You cannot come empty-handed on both of those guys. I think it's 100% one of those guys is a Met.
Save that audio. 888-808-1019. Frankie on Long Island. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I can't believe the Mets let the best closer in baseball walk the Dodgers. I am sick and tired of this guy, David Stearns. As Joe B would say, the golden boy from Milwaukee. This guy is treating us like a small market team. He signs everybody from Milwaukee, signs everybody from the Yankees, but he doesn't re-sign Edwin Diaz. And I'm going to tell you boys this. If he does not re-sign Pete Alonso, he should not have a job. End of story.
Okay, here's the thing, Evan. Do you think that that is a mandate?
What?
Do you think that that is an actual mandate?
No, that's an emotional caller who I appreciate.
No, but do you think Steve Cohen is saying you got to sign Pete Alonso?
No. No, I think Steve Cohen is letting David Stearns make these decisions.
Should he? That's the question.
So this is...
Because, I mean... I get what David Stearns is trying to do. I do.
How do you get what he's trying to do? Just let the best closer in baseball leave. How do you explain that?
I think Sean is somewhat onto something, and it never gets talked about. It gets completely dismissed. The locker room culture or clubhouse culture at the Mets is, oh, forget it. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You're not in there. But there's something clearly off. You hear it in subtle ways when you hear people talking about Francisco Lindor and now Juan Soto's relationship, or the Jeff McNeil stuff with Lindor, regardless of Pete Alonso, etc. Regardless, there is something that is slightly there. There's also this belief that you just can't spend your way to success like the Dodgers do. The Dodgers are unique in how they've done it because they found the unicorn, right? It was Shohei Ohtani. They got Mookie Betts, helped them win a championship. They get Ohtani, championship. They go get Yamamoto, Sasaki. They get all these guys that help them win championships. The Dodgers can do it that way. They can extend these contracts out for a decade. The Mets aren't doing that. So they have to do it a different way. And unfortunately, a different way means they have to be prudent financially.
No, they don't have to be prudent financially. They decided to be prudent financially. They don't have to.
Whatever.
That was their decision.
It is the route that they're going down.
Yeah.
To be prudent financially.
Yeah, and they're being prudent financially with the best closer in baseball. When you want to be prudent financially, don't give Frankie Montas $18 million a year. You want me to give you some financial advice?
Yeah.
There's some financial advice.
I agree. At least it's only 2 years.
And also, if you're going to sign Devin Williams to a 3-year $51 million deal,
mm-hmm.
I don't care if Devin Williams says, I'm about to sign. You wait until you sign Edwin Diaz, because Edwin Diaz should be a priority over Devin Williams.
But doesn't that tell you that they maybe already knew that Edwin Diaz was out the door?
No, it shows me that they didn't prioritize Edwin Diaz the way they should have, and they're wrong.
Or Edwin Diaz said, I'm not signing with you guys. It is. I'm sorry. It's just not happening.
Okay. I don't think that happened because stunned that this happened. So they got to make up their mind on what they want to leak out. Are they stunned that it happened, or they knew a week ago? You tell me.
Well, when you sign Devin Williams for 3 years, $51 million, whatever the heck the number was, isn't that a little bit of a writing on the wall?
I think it's easy to say that now.
Of course. I am saying it now. I didn't say it last week.
No, I know you didn't.
I'm saying now. But isn't it easy to say that and easy to see that they had an inkling? You know, Edwin Diaz isn't coming back here. And that's either they didn't want him or Edwin had
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Form them through an intermediary, I'm sure, that I'm going to the Dodgers.
I genuinely feel bad for Devin Williams. I'm gonna say this now because I'll never say it again.
He's lose, no matter
he
what.
He is in the worst situation imaginable. And I swear, Yankee fans, I know you guys think you're king crap. This job that he's about to take, much more pressure than the little job he had last year.
Unless he's great.
Well, he has a chance to answer the call.
Right.
I mean, that would be fantastic. But I'm just telling you, he is going into opening day. This is not fair, what I'm about to tell you. It is not fair. Yankee fans didn't go into opening day looking to boo Devin Williams. But they did. Hold on. Let me finish a thought.
Okay.
Did they go into the building looking to boo Devin Williams?
Evan, this sounds...
They booed Devin Williams because he was bad.
You're forgetting something important, and it sounds ridiculous because us four are sensible. People were pissed when they reversed the beard policy last year, and Devin Williams was the reason why. Pissed. It's so stupid, and those people are so stupid, but people were venomous, ready on opening day. This Devin Williams better be good. You reversed the beard policy.
Right.
It is so stupid and ridiculous, but it happened.
All right. I disagree with you, but you know what? Maybe you're right.
It's superficial and ridiculous. You're right,
Sean. I didn't get...
But that was the... We got calls on that.
Yes. I didn't get the impression on opening day Yankee fans were like, I can't wait to boo this guy. But that's fine. Maybe you felt that way. I think unfairly, the Met fan is almost looking to say, screw you, you're not Edwin Diaz.
Right.
And that is an impossible spot to be in. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Because I have no ill will towards Devin Williams. But as of right now, and look, they could still sign Robert Suarez. They could trade for Trevor Miguel. I know there's other moves they can make where Devin isn't the closer.
Yeah.
But the odds are he is the closer. And the odds are he is going to have that scarlet letter on him that says, replacing Edwin Diaz. And that is not easy. Let me give you this comparison. He isn't Mariano Rivera, but in a lot of ways, he was our Mariano Rivera.
We trusted him on that kind of scale. And now you're asking somebody coming off a bad year in New York to replace that guy.
Right.
Dude, that's an impossible situation.
Unless he's great.
Well,
and sometimes you get opportunities to rise to the occasion, and this is Devin Williams' opportunity to rise to the occasion. I can tell you, as an athlete, that's what you want.
Yep.
You don't want it to be easy. I mean, it's great if it's easy, or at least if it feels easy, but the challenges that you know are tough and then you succeed anyways, that's what makes you great.
Well, so he has a chance to be great.
You get those opportunities very rarely, and now he has one.
Jeffrey in Waldwick. What's up, Jeffrey?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Just want to talk real quick. I'm actually a Yankee fan. But, Evan,
yes.
What are you going to do if Alonso is gone? You don't get Tucker. You don't get Bellinger. How many more L's are you wearing across your neck?
Well, I don't think I'm going to wear any L's other than the L's I'll be watching at Citi Field all year.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to put every L around my neck just because the Mets don't make a move I want them to make. But if the Mets go in, I guess I'll answer your question this way. If the Mets go into the season with an underwhelming offseason, what am I going to do? I'm going to scream and yell. I'm going to bitch about it. I'm going to talk to my fellow Met fans. And like the schmuck I am, I'll be at Citi Field. I heard their start time is at 3:10. I hope that works for my schedule in March. Who knows?
And are we commenting yet?
Nothing. I will walk into that building like we all do as sports fans and root to be wrong. That's it. There's your answer. I will give my opinion like I'm doing today. You don't have to like my opinion. The only thing you got to realize is that's how I genuinely feel. And I am going to hope to the baseball gods above that the Mets are awesome and we can laugh at how much we cried like babies. That's what Sean does with the Giants.
No doubt.
That's what Tommy did in the past with the Knicks. That's what Tiki does with the Giants. Mm-hmm. We will give you our opinions and then pray to the sports gods that we're idiots.
True. No doubt. I can relate to that. Something we touched on yesterday, one positive, no Edwin Diaz means three less giveaways on the schedule that Jeff Kent bobblehead just opened.
Ah, nice.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate
solid.
It.
Solid rebound from yesterday. We talked about Jeff Kent getting a Hall of Fame.
Yes, he should get a bobblehead. Yes. I don't know about three of them, but maybe one. Let's go to Joe in Bristol, Connecticut. What's up, Joe?
Hey, I don't know. Everybody else kind of took my thunder away. Evan, do you really, really think that Alonso was going to be back? I think this whole thing with Diaz just fueled the fire. He's not going to be back, but that's my opinion.
All right. Well, I hope you're wrong. Yeah. I don't know what to think anymore. Like, I'm done telling you what I think is going to happen. I'm going to tell you what I want to have happen. That's what I'll tell you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.